Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
We are living in a world that's not all real. And I think what a lot of us have to do is we just have to learn to accept and embrace who we are, which is radical in a lot of ways, because we're being told that we're never enough. We're chasing our youth or our past or some fantasy career or whatever it is. And what if this was enough? What if nothing ever changed? And what if this was enough? And doesn't that make, I mean, it makes me calm down. I'm like, oh, well, life gets easier. Thank you. Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions to help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am excited to dive into today's topic because it's one that we've never covered before on here. We're talking all about clutter, but it's interesting because we're not sitting down and just talking about boxes and labels. We're going deep with this, which I had no idea was even related or part of clutter. So we'll dive into that. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. It is finally spring and summer is just around the corner. By the time you're listening to this, maybe it is summertime, kids are out of school, and it really is the perfect time to adjust, right? Because now we have new schedules. A lot of us listen to this, we're all moms and we have to adjust to a new schedule. New seasons, every, you know, several months, things change. And with this time and with this adjustment, it's a great time to really dive in of like, okay, I'm starting this next season of life. What needs to change? What do I need to adjust? How can I pivot? How do I need to shift? And really look at things before it hits and you dive in, just like with clutter, what we're going to talk about today. Like, I don't want you guys to go into this next season and summer and kids are home, but you still got to work and still got a lot of things to do and just be like, okay, well, here we go, you know, and I just got to keep moving forward. No, take a moment, even if it's just like on a Saturday morning and you get up and you're by yourself, look at your schedule, look at what you need and want to accomplish this summer. What do you need to do for yourself physically, mentally, emotionally? Is it time to start losing weight? I mean, really, like seriously ask yourself that question. And it doesn't matter if it's like, well, it's already bathing suit season. I'm already doomed to just wearing a cover up and not laying out. So what does it even matter? No, that is not true. Your fitness does not come and go with the seasons. So get that out of your head right now. Losing weight in the summer is a perfect time to do that. It's absolutely perfect. It's not too late. We have to start taking action with our health, our well-being, our body fat, our muscle now. And our guest today, Star Hansen, what a beautiful name. She says that even about clutter. She's like, why wait? Do it now. Take action now. And I'm here to tell you guys, it's the same thing with your health and fitness too. So I want this podcast to inspire you guys to really find out, why do we have clutter in the house? How can I declutter? How can I make some changes? And it's going to be a beautiful way to go into the summer season too, right? Like, haven't you been dying to organize that pantry or like just the junk drawer? Ooh, say that 10 times fast. In your kitchen, you know, the one where you pull out and everyone's got like freaking hair ties in it and bobby pins and keys and pens and like stickers and gum and nail clippers. Like I could go on. I'm just listing all of the things in mind. Like, wouldn't it be beautiful to organize that and have a fresh, clean drawer? Notice how I didn't say house or room for the summer. You can do everything in little baby steps, and your health and fitness journey are exactly the same way. So before we dive into here, I want everyone to take a moment, get out your pen and your paper, go get your journal, do it on your notes on your phone, hit the voice memo and just talk. Ask yourself the question. I think we brought this up on a couple podcasts ago, but ask yourself the question, wouldn't it be nice if? And just focus on organizing your home, clutter, and your health, because those two go hand in hand. As ridiculous as it sounds, it really does. So ask yourself, wouldn't it be nice if? I can answer that right now. Wouldn't it be nice if the shoes in my closet were organized? Or wouldn't it be nice if I had a better filing system on my desk? Wouldn't it be nice if that in 4 weeks, I'm down 4 pounds and 0.5% of body fat? Hell yeah. You guys, that's the difference between wearing a pair of shorts or not. That's the difference between something buttoning up or not. So don't go into this next season of life. And yes, it's a season and it's going to come and go, but do not go into this next season of life doing the same exact shit that you know doesn't work and it's not serving you right now with your home and with your life. I want you to really think about that. Don't start summer doing the same old thing and having the same complaints. Take charge. You're worth it, my friend. You are worth it. Now, in my department, I'm going to help you with the health and fitness, and we are running a 30-day challenge over June. Oh, yes. A challenge in June? What? Girl, you know you need the help over June. So I'm here to give it to you. Go to the show notes, get signed up. Make sure you click. You can go to busytobombfitmom.com/challenge, get signed up there. That's easy, but we'll put the link in the show notes. 30 days. I'm going to be with you over June so we get shit done. You're going to get the app. You're going to get the workout. You're going to get all the things. And I'm going to help you lose weight over the summer. I'm going to help you get strong, tone, feel good about yourself. And girl, oh my God, just imagine how awesome you're going to feel in July and August. Let's do it together in June. And then, hey, maybe you do it together in July. I don't know what your plans are, but let's start off with just June. Why not, right? Now, let me introduce our amazing guest, Star Hansen. Star Hansen, she's a certified professional organizer, CPO, and clutter whisperer. And she's on a mission to help you banish your personal clutter monster. Take control of your stuff and create a life you're truly proud of. Everything I was just saying, you guys. Star looks at the deeper meaning of your stuff and to help you figure out why you feel overwhelmed by your clutter in the first place. She has appeared on over 30 TV shows, given TEDx talks, and shared her fitted sheet folding secrets with Oprah and her fans. Her unique methodology has helped thousands of people get and stay organized when nothing else has worked. My fitted sheets are literally rolled in a ball and shoved up in my closet. I need her secret. But she also has the book. She is an author. Why the fuck? And don't worry, it's all like hidden, so you're not going to carry around a book with fuck on it. But why the fuck are you still not organized? Stop struggling with clutter once and for all. So you guys got to get the book. The audiobook will be out by the end of June, which I think is going to be a perfect summer read. We are going to do it, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, and keep working on us on the inside and the outside. And now we're going to work on the inside of our home too. Oh my God, it's just all so perfect. So enjoy the show. Star says some pretty brilliant things. We'll have show notes for you guys. We'll have the links to everything in the show notes. So check it all out. And do not forget to rate and review this podcast. You guys, 5 stars and an awesome review go so far and does so much for me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. We have Star Hansen on the show today. Welcome to the show, Star.
Thanks so much, Melissa. I'm so excited to be here.
I can't wait for you to dive into my brain and my home and talk all things clutter and mess and fix it.
Me too. Well, I have no idea. When I was like researching you, I couldn't find any clutter. So if you have it, you are expert at hiding it. So congratulations. You did a great job.
I do have clutter. And here's the first confession of the podcast. I totally have ADHD. Like legit. I'm not like someone who's like, oh my God, I totally have ADHD. No, I legit have it diagnosed. Like, and it's very clear. My life is piles.
Yes.
Like, but it's, I know my clutter. I'm like, you should see my desk right now. Like I legit should show you my desk.
Show
it's
me.
Bad. No, but I know where everything is. But at the same time, like everything has to have a home. If that makes sense. Like when my kids have toys, like strawberry shortcake, all the strawberry shortcake toys goes in that basket. The baby bins, you know, like of the doll clothes and stuff, like we have a bin just for shoes or just accessories. So I'm like super organized and then not.
Yes.
Is that a problem?
No, it's great. So I think of ADHD as a superpower. Like I wish they would just knock
Me
that D
too.
Off. Right? Like I'm like, knock that D off, man. Like ADHD, what? It's really amazing. Like, yes. So ADHD is known for needing very little or no barrier to entry, right? So like no lids on boxes. Like I just need access to my shit when I need it.
Right.
And then it's also like a lot of times people who are disorganized or people who have ADHD who are struggling with organization, they don't have enough containers, like not enough categories. And that makes such a difference. So yes, you having a doll shoe category makes perfect sense because think about it. If your brain already does this amazing rabbit hole of categories, and if I give you three categories, your brain is going to have a full on meltdown and be like, F this, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So it's the more the better, the more the merrier, without getting lost and distracted in our beautiful categories. That's the only caveat I'll say. Yes.
I love that. I love how your title is a clutter whisperer and that you're a certified professional organizer. I'm not sure I knew that even existed before I read it.
We're like this very niche, random, like crew of people who just are obsessed with organizing and love it. And then I just happen to be like crazy spiritual and like have X-ray vision for clutter. So clutter whisperer felt like it like nailed it the best.
It does. And it kind of calms me. Like, hearing the word whisper, even though clutter's in front of it.
Clutter.
Like, oh my God, clutter, whisper. Okay.
It's not like, so scary.
It's not so scary. So I have to ask, why do we clutter? Like, why do we do it? Why do we let things just pile up on the kitchen counters or the shelves in our bedroom? Or like, why do we do that as humans?
Totally. Well, so you have to kind of think that our consumerist world has really only like flared up in the last 100 years. So I don't know how much we did this prior to like the industrial
era.
That's true. Right. So this is kind of new for us in a lot of ways. But what's fascinating is there's really two types of clutter. There's practical clutter, which is like, there's no issue with the clutter, right? I have too much stuff. I need to put it somewhere. I just need time or energy or bins, right? So it's like practical clutter is like has two solutions. If you have too much stuff, you either pare down the amount of stuff you have or you increase the volume of space you use to store it. Pretty simple. But activated clutter, now that is a horse of a different color, my friend, because activated clutter is that recurring clutter that you just can't get rid of. It's the pile of mail on your counter. It's the nightstand full of bills or books that you hope to read, but like never seem to read. And that's the stuff we're looking at. And what I find, I mean, I'm just going to like cut straight to the chase. Foreplay here. We're just going to cut straight to it. So clutter, if we have recurring clutter, it is always trying to help us or meet a need. And the first thing people say is, no, that's not possible. But yes, it totally is. And that can, yeah, it's, I don't know about this woman. Yeah. So when clutter is meeting a need, I'll give you an example. So I'll give you one of my examples. I was so annoyed with a partner once and he just like didn't keep a tidy house. And that's fine as long as we can bring someone in to do it. Cause like I work all day. The last thing I want to do is clean a floor when I'm done. And he wouldn't budge on it. And so I was like so annoyed at keeping up on the house myself. And I was like, So one day I was like, I'm not making the bed. Fuck this. And I didn't. And guess what? He didn't notice. He didn't care. But I used the lack of a bed make as like a communication to be like, I'm over this. And we do that. That's like one tiny little way. We do that in a million ways all day long. I see people build towers of clutter to distract their kids from finding the gifts that they bought them for Christmas. I've seen them use clutter to like distract their spouse from coming onto their computer, making it really uncomfortable to even like access it. I've seen people like blame someone with their clutter or punish themselves with their clutter, like basically holding onto something that reminds them of a negative memory because they don't want to miss that lesson. I don't want to forget that again and have to pay that painful wound one more time. They might use it to help remind them of someone that they love or a certain part of themselves, or they could use it as a reminder of who they want to be. Right? Like, I want to be a person who works out. So I buy every possible weight and band, right? And so they're in my living room. I never work out. They are now clutter, but I have them because I don't want to forget. And so there's a lot of ways we use our clutter in that way.
Interesting. Interesting. I never would have thought of that or like made those connections together that we're hiding from something or, you know, like, because I run into that all the time in like health and fitness. We like to say that, oh, I don't have time to go to the gym, or, you know, I just couldn't make it this week, but it's really, you know, a mask of like, I'm scared to walk in the door. I'm scared I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to look stupid and I don't know what I'm doing. So very similar of just like, I think it's one thing, but.
Dude, well, the home is like the body of our body, right? So like we live in our home, just like our soul lives in our body. Like it's, there's so many parallels. Like I always talk about how I don't have a clutter issue, but I've struggled with like body stuff. I've struggled with like disordered eating or dysmorphia. Sure. It's not easy to get over that. Like I know I was orthorexic, please. I can tell you every healthy thing to do, but there's like a broken bit in my brain that we just got to work with her. But it's the same with our house. And when we have that, it's, you know, we talked about the barrier to entry with ADHD. It's the same thing here. The difference with this kind of activated clutter is the barrier to entry is the shame. It's beating ourselves up. It's feeling like we're doing something wrong. We're not measuring up. Everybody else has their life together and we don't. And that's kind of the barrier to entry. And it's what I'll tell a lot of people is oftentimes the first step in getting organized has nothing to do with organizing. It has to do with being present to those uncomfortable feelings and recognizing that, you know, you can't compare your insides to someone else's outsides. You don't know that mom who looks like she's got it all together at drop-off. Honestly, we don't know what her deal is inside. Like we really don't. And even if someone's house looks perfect, people are masterful at hiding clutter and their chaos because clutter leaves the realm of literal objects, like physical objects. And it's the way we talk to ourselves. It's our schedule. It's our task management. It's the hobbies that we want to do, or, you know, there's so many things that really constitute as clutter. I find the way that my brain talks about my body is clutter, and it's something I have to work on. And so this is like, it's a conscious choice. And a lot of times the first step has nothing to do with that box or that label or that bin, you know?
Interesting. This is going like a whole nother level that like, I didn't think it would, but you're right. You're totally right. What takes it to the extreme? I'm just like curious. To where we see like the TV shows of like the hoarders and stuff, you know, because I don't want to become that person. Not that I'm anywhere close. I'm not, that's not me. But like, I do wonder what makes someone go to that level.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, so hoarding disorder is, it's its own classification, right? In the DSM-5, it exists in there just like ADHD exists in there. So it's the way that their brain is wired. And magic is someone who has hoarding disorder is a genius, generally speaking. These are some of the smartest people you'll ever meet. But part of their brain just really has a hard time categorizing or tracking, like prioritizing things. And so it's just how their brain is wired. And a lot of times what sets off those extreme situations can be a catastrophic event, a trauma. The clients with hoarding disorder that I've worked with in the past, it's been because, you know, they had a death in the family or something really traumatic, and it just kind of accelerates what was already there. But it's not like, don't worry, you can't catch it. You won't get it on accident. It's, you know, just like all of us have our own little neuro spiciness. That's their neuro spiciness. And if we can start to lean into the skills and start to support the challenges, that can be the best first step instead of comparing, which is the first thing we generally do in our beautiful social media infused world.
Right. Yeah. My clutter in my house, a lot of it, the main stuff is like my desk. That's where my clutter like lives. And I can't, maybe you can help me. I can't figure out why I can't keep it clean.
Yeah.
Like I will, I'll go through and clean it. But like, I think it's a lot to do with maybe some of the things you're saying, like it'll remind me. Like if I, like there's a box of like thank you cards sitting here right now, like, and it drives me nuts, but like I need to get them done. So if I put it away, then I won't do it, you know, but there's my stack next to my computer is this high right now. And I leave it there.
And I bet you could find it, right? Like I bet if said, oh, where's that bill? Right. You know, right where it is. So
I know exactly where it is.
The perception is that you're disorganized, but the greater truth is that you're quite organized. You're setting things up for success for yourself. And that, you know, that's, I think the biggest thing that I tell people in like 20 years of doing this, I've never met a disorganized person, like ever.
You that's might so have kind chaos, of you.
But it's true. It's like, you know where things are. And what's interesting is I think what happens a lot of times in our society is, especially with my neurospicy babies who were probably diagnosed later in life, right? Like not many of us in our age group were diagnosed when we were younger. We just felt like we were failing at life. And then we got this diagnosis and it was like half, oh, thank God, and half, oh God, what am I saddled with for the rest of my life, right? It's like, how do I figure this out? And the truth is that 80%, 90% of the systems that are out there don't work for your brain. And so we just need to like track that they don't work for your brain, but instead start to figure out what does work for your brain. And like, you know, talking about ADHD, it's just a good kind of, because I think so many people are struggling with this. There's different classifications of ADHD. It's not like everyone operates the same way, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, having that awareness. And what I like to do is when I walk into your house, if I was looking at your desk, I would look at what systems work. I always start with seeing what works. And generally where we stop working is when we don't finish a process or we don't finish a system because we think it's not how it should be. Oh, no, but it doesn't look like that. You just might be a really visual person who needs your stuff out. Like there is nothing wrong with that. So then we start to strategize. Ooh, do we want to do clipboards all over your walls with different projects? Do we want them color coded? We just start to like get into that. Again, you've got a superpower brain. Why aren't we using that superpower brain to start to explore the systems? Generally speaking, it's not that the system's not there. It's that the loop hasn't been closed and it hasn't been fully completed with you fully committing to it because there's such either voices in our heads that tell us that we're doing it wrong and make us question ourselves or external stimulation that says like, hey, it's supposed to look like perfectly minimalist and nothing showing. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. No. Like,
well, when I go on like Pinterest or start searching things, I'm like, it's so pretty. How do they ever get any work done in that space? Because like, there's no functional.
It's not real. When, so I've done like, I know, right? Shockeroony. So I've done, I know you've acted too, but I've done, so I acted and then I got into organizing and I've done like 30 TV shows and like organizing is just boring as hell.
Like, it is
so boring. Like no one wants to watch it. Like when in all these shows, nobody's watching me categorize. They want to see the drama and the angst and like, oh, so that's what the shows are really about is like making it look pretty. And when you look at those beautiful aftershots on Pinterest or the TV shows, there is a grip of people working on that. You've got a team of like art directors and, you know, interior designers and furniture people. And it's not one person. And yet here you are in your house thinking like you're failing for not living up to something that actually isn't real. And so if you look at like, I have clients who will say, I want like a Kardashian pantry. And I'm like, well, are you going to get Kardashian staff? Because how do you think they keep up with that? You know, it's like they don't keep up with the Kardashians. They don't keep up with it themselves, man. They have like people who come in and do that.
Yep.
And so it's kind of that awareness of like, can we just take that pressure off of ourselves to hyper function and perform and be performative? Like, what if this is just my house? Like, I don't clean when people come over. I could show you where I have little piles of stuff and I could tell you exactly what those little piles are doing. Those are to take downstairs. That's to put into my storage room. That's mail I need to open that I don't want to do yet, right? Like, I know what it is and I want to stand in my power. I don't want to just keep it up for the sake of keeping it up. If my power is best distributed talking to you, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to open my stupid mail because I can do my mail tomorrow. And this is like reclaiming our power as women to not feel like we have to like run around like a chicken with our head cut off or be demonstrative for other people. Like What do you need to feel good? Like maybe your piles are perfect. Maybe there's nothing wrong with them. Maybe there's only a small tweak you need to make. And maybe it's that you just need to exclude people from coming into your office who aren't willing to like support your beautiful brilliance, how it's visualizing.
Right, right. My biggest problem was that in this home that I moved into about a year ago, my office is in the front room, like an L desk, and like there's a couch and like living room behind me, and then it connects into the kitchen.
You're like on display.
I'm on display, which is like so great because I'm accessible to the kids, but it's so awful because I'm accessible to the kids. And then I feel like I need to like keep it prettier and stuff like all the time. But it's interesting how you were saying when we see that after photo of the desk and the pantry and all the things that like there's a staff doing it. There's, you know, photographers and organizers, yes, and making it like perfect. And it's just like after photos with your fitness.
Yes, totally. Well, you don't just like stand there. You like strike a pose. Like, so the home edit has been a huge hit this last year, which I love. And Clea's husband is a freaking photographer, everyone. Like,
yeah,
calm down. Like he photographs like red carpet events. That man knows how to light. He knows how to photograph. You can't tell me he has not taught her all the things, or she knew, or that it was the commonality they already had. Like,
right.
You know, there's the way that we live. There's the way that it looks. And then there's the way we present it to other people. Like right now. So I have all these like lovely lights on me, but if I turn them off and I go into my bedroom, I'm going to look about 10 years older. I'm going to be like, I am Schmeagol. You know, it's like, we are living in a world that's not all real. And I think what a lot of us have to do is we just have to learn to accept and embrace who we are, which is radical in a lot of ways, because we're being told that we're never enough. We're chasing our youth or our past or some fantasy career or whatever it is. And what if this was enough? What if nothing ever changed? And what if this was enough? And doesn't that make, I mean, it makes me calm down. I'm like, oh, well, life gets easier. Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. What can we do to start taking steps if we do need, there is a need and a want to clean up the clutter?
Yeah.
Like, and I think a lot of people, it starts in the kitchen too. Like I go into homes and, you know, if I'm visiting someone or anyone, they're like, oh, don't look at the mess. I'm like, my kitchen looks the same way. Why are we all apologizing? But they're always like, I need to clean this up. I need to get this done. What could we do to help someone that says, I need to do this, you know, all the time?
Yeah. So I really love to focus with a whole home perspective, because it's really common to just want to triage those little painful areas. Like, ooh, I have laundry. But laundry is also connecting to your bedroom and your clothing closet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the mud room and the kitchen is connecting to the living room or the dining room or the garage, if that's where you store extra food. So it's better to look at it in a holistic way. And so like I have a membership called the Chaos to Calm Community, and I built it because I was like, we don't need to one-off this. We need to work on the whole home over the course of a year. We can't just do one big project and be like, my garage is done. No, because everything spider webs and connects with everything else in your home. So what I recommend is really like working through your whole house. Like, and here's the thing with home organizing, you want to pick the easiest first. We need to build up some wins.
Oh,
we have this perception we need to do the hardest and the most challenging, but like, would you ever tell a toddler to just run a marathon? Like, most of us were not taught how to organize. We were literally never given those skills. And then even if you had been given those skills are for a different decade. And we didn't have the technology that we have today and the systems we do and the convenience we have, which is pro and con. You know, it's really tricky. And so what I really recommend is like move through your house one room at a time, like make a list of every room in your house, pick the one that feels the easiest, go add value. And you might just say, what do I have available this month? Like, there's this perception that if we can't get this revolutionary transformation, it's not worth doing. And what happens is people go in to do that revolutionary transformation. They get burned out. They get overwhelmed. They get stuck. They walk away and they feel like crap about themselves. The house looks worse than ever. Their spouse is giving them shit for like, it always looks worse when you organize. Are you ever going to get it together? Right. It's like, no, but so like make that list and just what's the easiest first one, and then decide, okay, this month I have 4 hours that I can give that space. I'm going to work on my linen closet for 4 hours. That means 4 hours. I might decorate it. I might refold. I might purge. So in the 20 years I've been doing this, there's 10 steps that I've discovered to be organized. Only one of them is purging, and only one of them is creating a system. There's 8 other steps for like getting organized, and people don't know this. And then you're like, why am I failing at this?
Yeah.
It's like, well, because, you know, there's so many little things. Like the first thing I always tell people is set an intention. Like, I'm sorry, if you go on a road trip with no map, how are you going to get, where are you going to go? I don't know where you're going to go. So like when you have that, say you'd say the linen closet, I've got 4 hours to do the linen closet this month, and I schedule it in my calendar. And then I say, okay, what are my intentions for this space, right? How do I want it to look? How do I want it to feel? And, you know, what do I want to do in here? And then you literally devote your 4 hours and you do the best you can. Ideally, you set a timer at 3.5 or 3 hours. So you have a half an hour to wind down, so you don't end at 4 hours feeling like a hot mess. So really it's like, it's kind of working easiest to hardest, and like allowing yourself to look holistically at the house instead of just, it would be like if you only wanted to work on your bicep, right? And it's like, right, I want to get skinny, but just my bicep. And it's like, well, that's just not going to work. It's just one thing.
The people right say one that all the time. They're like, I just need to work on this area. And I'm like, that's not how the body works. It's a whole thing. And I love that you're saying that, like, decluttering and organizing, it's the entire house. Like, I never thought of it that way either. And I love that you said it could take a whole year. There's so much overlap right now with what you're saying in someone's fitness journey. I was not expecting that.
No, it's so funny because like when I make references to my students, I'm always like, oh, I make it with my body, because it's the same thing. It's the same lessons. Like the ways we get stuck in our body are the same ways we get stuck in our home. And it's a beautiful like microcosm of our lives, which mm-hmm. I love. Like once you see that, you can't unsee it. And it becomes this really juicy, almost like detective adventure. You know, it's like, ooh, yeah, what's happening here?
Yeah. And you said something too about how if we don't have this huge transformation, then I'm not going to do anything, you know? And I think a lot of people think they have to get it all done right now. And if I can't, then what's the point? And people say the same thing with their health and fitness. Like, well, I can't do this whole workout, so what's the point of doing 30 minutes? And I'm like, a lot. There's totally a lot of benefit of just showing up for yourself and going for a walk, chemically, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So I love that I'm like hearing this and making these connections with getting organized and the clutter too. Never would have thought of that.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, I think it's, I mean, and I hope that this opens the door, because like you have these powerful skills, right? Like you're a mom of three, and like you have overcome some significant challenges to be the badass, beautiful, intelligent performer you are today, right?
Aww.
And it's true. And all those skills are the same that you will apply to organizing. And this is like when I talk about who I work with, like I always say, I work with badasses who feel like a hot mess, because you're like, you feel like a hot
star. That's me.
You're my people.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busytobombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
But it's like, it really is that there is something so much deeper going on. And like, yeah, when we address the root cause, like I always say, if you don't address the root cause, nothing is going to work. And if you address the root cause, anything will work. Like you can Marie Kondo, if you know it, you can home edit, if you know it, you can literally do anything if you figure out the root of your clutter. And then if you also lean into your skills and your power, like you are not without superpowers. You are like overflowing with superpowers. And we just need to start leaning into what those are. Like, oh, I'm great at starting projects, but I hate finishing them. Well, how do we get you support in finishing them? Or, you know, I really like this part, but not that. It's, we want to be a little bit more I always say, explore with curiosity, not judgment. Our first step is we're always like, oh, I'm totally screwing up. Like, I'm sure everybody else is doing so much better than me. I'm the problem. And the truth is that that's not true. Like, there is so much evidence of you just being a straight up badass. Like, so we just need to tap that gold mine a little bit.
Is there a way to start with kids? Is there like a safe way to help them learn to be organized without making them like psychotic about it or causing stress? Or, you know, because I could picture kids that like parents were a certain way with them when they were young, and then they like just took it too far and now they're like weird about it, or they're just complete disaster and they're just a hot mess from the moment they were born till, you know, they're out on their own. Is there a good way and path to take kids?
Yeah, it's a little bit like anyone who's ever like, for, I'm speaking to my entrepreneurial friends here, anyone who's ever tried to hire like an assistant, and it's like the most stressful because it's like, by the time I train them, I could have done it myself. Like, it's that energy that we bring to our kids, like as though they are a road bump in the execution of our completed home, right? And yet what we have to do is start thinking about it as an educational process, an emotional educational process too, right? They're learning practical skills about organizing, but they're also like learning emotional IQ. They're learning how to be imperfect. They're learning how their brain works. Like, imagine if someone had come up to little Melissa when she was seven and been deeply curious about the categories you need instead of saying, no, all that goes into one toy box. Like, that's not what little Melissa needed at all. That was like the antithesis. It made you question yourself and, you know, like it made it really hard. And so if, again, deep curiosity, deep conversations, like, you know, playing, like, what if you made it a game instead of like, I got to clean the house? What if it was like, we're going to organize your toys? Organizing means that we put things into an order that makes it easy for you to get to and find and access and put away. So what would make it the easiest for you to find what you need? Now, what would be the easiest for you to put this away again? Right. And you'll see a lot of different needs from people. You know, you'll see people who need these kids who need a lot of categories, or people who don't, and they just want one or two things. You know, it's such a beautiful process when we do this with our kids because we learn who they are. And we also like, we give them a big hug. Like, I remember I was engaged to a man who had three daughters, and I love those kids. They're my, I don't have any babies. They're my babies. When the youngest was four, trying to teach them how to fold, and it was a hot mess, man. I'm telling you, there was nothing about that folding that looked much different than how it started. That's what she could do it for. And that's what we wanted. And, you know, she felt a sense of pride to be able to be a part of the family, to do this, to have responsibilities. I mean, we're all going to complain about our responsibilities, but the truth is that's how we start. We start by taking our agenda away, and we start to see it as really a nurturing process for them, not just for their room today, but for who they're going to be in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish they took this into the classrooms, because each child learns so differently. And then when they don't learn that style, you know, they don't learn the best that style in the classroom at a desk, in a chair or whatever, then we think that something's wrong with the kid.
Right. Versus like, again, there, everybody's a superpower. Everyone's got these superpowers, these super brains, these unique ways of doing things. And why are we always trying to pour ourselves into the same, you know, mold? We're not in the same, like one of my friends, she was like my first roommate I ever had. And she would stay up until like 3 a.m. and then was like, don't make any noise before 11 a.m. And I would go to bed at like 9 and be up at 4:30, right? No alarm. I'm like just an insane person, you know? And I'd be like, I hate having to be quiet. But we talked about it once where we were like, why are people so innately different? And she's like, well, like one would need to tend the fire and someone would need to hunt and someone would need to like man the kids. Like I will wake up. You remember like back in like the 90s and early 2000s when we had like a real alarm clock and it would make that clicking sound before the alarm? The clicking would wake me up. Like that's how, like I'm built for like a baby being like, a child needs me three houses down.
Like I'm on my way.
I am here for you, child. Like, yes. And someone else can sleep through like literally an earthquake. Yeah. And it's, I'm so jealous of them every day.
I never thought of that before, and like innately, and like what that, looking back, you know, ancestrally, is that a word? Yes. Ancestrally? I think it is.
We'll make it one today. Yes.
Well, it is today.
So. It is today. Yes.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And our ancestors and.
Yeah, what if it was like, and it actually is to our benefit to not be identical twins. Like it actually is so, it keeps us alive. It helps the species move forward. Like we need that diversity to make sure everything gets done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. My youngest, her learning style way different than my middle child. And I'm so grateful that like this year she has a teacher that has like special seating, like the rocking chairs and sit on the floor. Cause that's what she needs. Like she'll come home and like be hanging off of the stool. She lines them up, gets on her stomach and puts her homework on the floor and then does it while she's hanging down.
Oh, I love that. Like, she's like a little bat.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to touch that. Like, I'm not going to yell at you to sit up straight or, you know, because you're working and that's what you need right now. And
yes,
hey, it works.
No, but I get that. Cause like there's times where I'm brainstorming and I need to do a handstand because I need more blood to my brain. Like I can feel that I actually need more blood flow to my brain. And so I will actually just do handstands on my wall, even for like 30 seconds or a minute. I mean, I totally get her. Is she the middle child? Is this like a middle
child?
She's
the youngest.
Oh, okay. I'm a middle.
I'm a middle too.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And congratulations.
Right. Do we organize different? Do you see birth order affecting?
You know, sometimes I think middle children tend to be like, we tend to be the get up and go on our own accord, right? Like we don't need anyone pushing us because we had to push ourselves. Like we were the invisible ones. So Generally speaking, yeah, we're the hyperachievers. Like
it's so true.
Right. I'm like so envious of the babies of the family as I like watch them just like saunter around. I'm like, what? I run everywhere. Like even when I don't need to. Like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, my youngest one, we have, what are those called? Like the material silks.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that where people like acrobatically do things and whatever, like we don't have high ceilings. So she's like literally in a corner doing moves that you're supposed to be like 20 feet off the ground, but she needs that like calming and sensory. Before we had a nest that like spun, you know, and she'd sit in like the little nest and now we have the silks and that's what she needs. And she'll like put that silk up and like be like a cocoon, like a caterpillar in a cocoon. And she'll sit in there and read. And I'm like, not going to complain. And yeah, she also like has her nightly routine. Like all of her stuffed animals are in a certain spot.
Yes.
We have to tuck her in a certain way.
Yeah. Everyone has preferences. It's like when I come to people's homes that they have overflowing clutter, they have preferences. Like everyone has like a very unique need that they require. And I've never met someone who's like, I don't care. I mean, they might start off saying they don't care, but I promise they care. Like there's something that they care about, you know, but I feel your youngest daughter, I used to feel the most comfortable. Like when I'd get stressed, I'd go sit in the closet. And to this day, like in my house, my bedroom isn't in the primary bedroom, the biggest bedroom. My bedroom is in a smaller room because I like cozier places. Like I'll make my office the biggest room because I'm in here 10, 12 hours a day.
Right.
And I make my bedroom like the cozy nook because I'm like, I'm just in here for cuddles. So I totally feel her.
That makes sense. So you're the author of the book, Why the Fuck Am I Still? It's all blurred out, you guys. Don't worry. It doesn't say fuck across the cover, but we're going to say it. Why the fuck am I still not organized? Stop struggling with clutter once and for all. Why write this book? Like what sparked you to be like, you know what? This needs to be a book. I need to get this message out.
Dude, I was just so tired of listening and seeing organizing solutions become clutter. I was so tired of seeing like, I mean, how many, you know, books on organizing and bins do you need? Like they're not getting you organized. And so like what I wanted to speak to was like, what's keeping you from getting organized? What are the pitfalls that are stopping you from achieving this? Because I know you're capable of achieving it. So if you're not achieving it, let's unpack what's going on. And so it's funny because I've cussed on this podcast. Sorry, everybody. And also not sorry. But my title, yes, has the word fuck in it. F-bomb is my favorite word. But I don't cuss in the book. You're going to be surprised when you get in there because it's like, no, let's unpack what's really happening in here. Let's find out what's really going on because until you do that, you're going to be stuck on that treadmill and you're going to feel like crap about yourself and you're just going to keep spiraling out. And, you know, and the biggest, I honestly think the biggest detriment we have to being stuck in our clutter is we wait to live our life until we have our shit together. Stop waiting to live your life until you have your shit together. Just live your life, and living your life will help you get your shit together because you need a reason to have, you know, like your life needs to feel full. If it doesn't feel full, who cares, right? Then you're medicating. Then it's the same as drinking wine or checking out or eating a ton of sugar. It's like you're checking out because you don't want to, you're avoiding your life. And so I always tell people like, if you can do anything, stop waiting, you know, to take up that hobby until the house gets organized or having people over. Because like you said, all of our kitchens look the same. Like, I'm sorry, we're busy. It's just I'm sorry. And if you're going to judge it, guess what? You're probably not my first tier, and I'm probably not going to welcome you in my house. Like, I want safe, loving, unconditional people in my home. And that's a very good litmus test to help welcome people out.
Yeah. I love that message of stop waiting. And so many light bulbs have gone off for me today, Star.
I'm so glad.
They have. They really have. And it's hard to make my light bulb go off, but I've never looked at it as like, stop waiting. This is what's going to get you unstuck. Figure out the reason why. I always thought it was just like, no, Melissa, get your shit together and clean up. It's not that hard.
Which is like a bully. And who performs well for a bully? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, sure. I'd love to do whatever you say, evil, mean person. You know, one of the things I like to say to people is, what if you're right? What if your piles are right? What if your chaos is right? Like, can we look for what's right about it and build on that? And because exactly like you just said, it's like, we want to beat ourselves up and think we're failing and compare ourselves to everybody else. And all that does, like, think about if you were going to go and, you know, run a marathon. The minute you walk out, someone punches you, and then you go and you're going to start again and someone trips you. How many times until you stop going out for that marathon because you're too busy beating yourself up? It's just like when someone like wants to go to the gym, but they're too scared. People are judging them and looking at, like, it's the same thing. So how do we, and this is why it's a mind game first, how do we first and foremost calm those voices that tell us that we're flawed? And when that voice pops up and says, like, you don't have it together, like, you got to just get it together. Like, I always think of that part as like a well-meaning version of ourselves that we once needed to be inspired. At one point or another, you needed that, you perceived, or you did need that part of you who was like, hey, get your shit together. But the truth is, who you are today doesn't need that. And so that's an old tool that we no longer need. And so when my little gremlin pops up and starts talking about my body and starts talking about how people perceive me, I tend to just stop and say, thank you so much for looking out for me and trying to take care of me. I've got this. And literally, like, send her to an island. Like, I will just take that part of me and be like, you can go on vacation. I no longer need your bullying and judgment. Thank you very much.
This is so much health and fitness.
They're together. It is.
I mean, how beautiful that, like, you can work on your home and, you know, figuring all that out at the same time. And it's going to help you along your fitness journey too. Like, that's why I don't do Band-Aids. I don't slap on nutrition plans, follow this meal program. Oh, here's this workout plan. You know, have fun doing it. It's like, no. We're going to dive into all of this. So if people are diving into their life and figuring out, why aren't you really working out?
Yes.
Why are you living a life 40 pounds heavier than what you should be, even though you know it's not.
And you know what to do. It's not like it's like rocket science. It's not like lift weights, eat more like whole foods. Shocking. I never heard. It's so simple. It's pretty basic. I want to, in the spirit of clutter confessions today, I'm going to confess my clutter to you, Melissa. I'm going to tell you, because it does fit into this conversation. I love it. So my clutter, and it's all organized and it's boxed and it's labeled and all that nonsense that tells people it's organized, but I know it's clutter. I have 8 giant boxes of clothes that I can't fit in since COVID. 8. And I refuse to get rid of them. And I'll tell you why. And this is because I think this is so important to share. So again, I talk about accepting ourselves exactly as we are and how much, like, if you said to me, Star, I'm a psychic, and I just saw that you are going to be this weight for the rest of your life, I would literally exhale, drop my shoulders 4 inches, get rid of all 8 of those boxes and go shopping. I'd be like, thank God I'm free. But I don't do that, because what happens is I have this parallel version of myself that I think I should be, that I'm not, that I'm waiting to realign with. So I am holding all of that stuff, those 8 boxes, waiting to be that ideal version of me again. And there is some truth in that, right? Like, I'm coming out of COVID, and yes, like, we all are.
This is very common. I hear this a lot right now.
Totally. So it's like, and I refuse to let go of my $200 already tailored blue jeans that I love way better than I see anything in the stores now. So, like, yes. So it's why I share this with you and your listeners, is because, so you would think as an organizer, my job would be to get rid of that. Oh no, only keep clothes you fit in. And my communication is, we are on a journey. We are on a journey of self-love. We are on a journey of self-development. There are lots of things I get rid of with no questions asked. That's somewhere where I am not ready yet. And so there are certain things that it is okay if you're not ready to confront that monster yet. If it is boxed and labeled and put away, right? That means it's safe. That means it's not telling me I'm a piece of shit for not fitting into those clothes. I'm not horrible because I don't have a closet full of stuff. The only things in my closet I can actually wear. I can grab anything in my closet and it fits me. And every other item that does not fit me is in a box out of the closet. And I consider that organized because I don't think that I'm done transforming in my body. I don't think that I'm done, you know, embodying myself in this way. And it's, you know, and this same lesson applies, like if someone that you love passed away and you inherit their stuff and then suddenly their stuff is strewn among your stuff and it creates what I call landmines, which is like little pellets of pain all throughout your house. And you might accidentally come across a letter from your deceased, you know, best friend at a time where you're trying to make lunches for your kids and then you're falling apart. And so what if it's okay to just like say that there's some things that we're not ready to deal with yet and we tuck those away and we just have grace for ourselves and say, I'm going to do what I can do today and not try to take on the whole world at once.
I love that. And I love that you brought up like someone who has passed away. I was thinking like divorce. We have a lot of women who are recently divorced that listen or are going through it or whatever.
Well, so that was in response to their fantasies. That's their fantasy. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Just I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yes. But yes. You know, like even myself, like I hold on to things like wedding photos and I'm like, why do I have this? And just other things that I don't know that I know I kept that I'm like, and I guess maybe the photos for my kids and stuff, but there's other things that I'm like, why do I have this? Why am I still holding on to it? And even though it's done, it's over, I am ready to let go, but there's things that I can't push myself to do just yet. And I feel like it's okay. Like,
yeah.
And it'll happen when it's ready.
Yeah. And that grace is the best first step that you can take because what it does is it frees you to focus on what you can do. Yeah. I can't do that really heavy stuff for my divorce or that breakup or that painful loss, but I can like work on redoing my pantry. You know, it's like, right. And that's what give your energy to what, like, where is the yes? I talk about the yes a lot. Like there's a lot of no, when you start to think about doing something and you can think of all the reasons why, when that resistance pops up. Again, what if you're right? What if it's not that you're some lazy sloth who can't get it together? What if the resistance is actually your intuition redirecting you? What if it's saying to you like, oh, maybe you shouldn't be organizing your clothes right now. Maybe you should be organizing your books or your entryway or whatever. And like, again, we just assume we're wrong, but what if you're right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the putting it in a box, labeling it, putting it away. Because then it's, you know where it is. It's not right in your face.
Right.
Goes back to that grace. Oh, so good.
Thank you.
So good. And so simple. We complicate things so much. And this is all just, it's really simple, but it takes work. You know, you got to figure this stuff out. And I love that you have a book that helps us do that.
Thank you. Yeah. And oh, and I wanted to tell you, so if any of your people want it, but they don't want to buy it, because like, you know, hashtag budget, they can get it for free on my site at starhanson.com/book. So if, and you'll get like a free PDF download and the audiobook is out. And so it's, yeah, you enjoy, infuse yourself with organizing like uniqueness, I guess. Like it's not, cool. I'm not going to talk about boxes and labels. We're going to talk about getting your shit together.
I love that. Is the audiobook available on like Audible and, you know, all the
book totally
things,
all the things?
We do a book club and Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. We read a book every month.
Awesome.
This is going to be on the list. This would be a great summer book for us.
I would love that. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let me know if you want me to come and do chatting with you guys.
That would be fun. Yeah. We could have you on our team call.
I love it. Oh my God.
Yeah. Good summer book read. And well, I like to listen. So I'm so glad you have an audio book with it.
Totally. Although I did, it's like nothing more nerve wracking than doing it yourself. Like,
my God, I could never.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun, but I was like, I could do better. Should I do it again? Like it's, but again, we're all on this beautiful journey of perfect imperfection. Like the goal is to just do the best we can. Like with the time we have, with the energy we have, if you've got 30 minutes to make a difference, do the best, give 100% in 30 minutes. If you are only at 40% energy, give your 40% energy and just walk away. Don't feel like you need to make it up or do it better later. Like do the best you can and trust that like when it's the time to have those cascades of giant transformation, you will have those. Like I promise you will have a pipe burst that will force you to organize your bathroom. Mm-hmm. I promise that will be a thing. If you're meant to do the bathroom, it's going to happen. So be gentle, be loving with yourself, be kind, be soft. Like, we need more love for ourselves and our kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Well, Star, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today, talking about this, making us face our clutter and demons and why. We've never talked about it before on this podcast. And it's really interesting to hear this perspective. I hope everyone goes out and gets your book. Why the fuck am I still not organized? Stop struggling with clutter once and for all. I can't wait. This is totally our summer book.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. This has been such a blast. I just want to keep talking to you. Let's go get coffee. It'll be fun. Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.